Advocates have launched a new campaign for a so-called millionaire's tax in Massachusetts. Grassroots local organizing has already started in anticipation that a proposed constitutional amendment creating a surtax on high-income earners will be on the ballot in Massachusetts in November 2022.
We're calling on the legislature to act one more time to put fair share amendment on the ballot and let the people vote.
Pablo Ruiz, deputy director of the SEIU State Council and one of the leaders of Raise Up Massachusetts, a coalition of labor unions, student organizations, and religious groups, spoke at a press conference to launch the public campaign.
Today, a few multimillionaires are hoarding incredible amounts of wealth. For years, the highest income households in Massachusetts, those in the top 1%, have paid a smaller share of their income in state and local taxes than any other income group, while benefiting from repeated federal tax cuts. And while countless people and small businesses suffered during the COVID-19 crisis, multimillionaire investors saw their net worth skyrocket.
Other speakers highlighted the need for the additional revenue the proposal would raise that would go for public education, repairing roads and bridges, and improving public transportation. Sabrina Davis, an organizer with Bus Riders United, spoke about growing up poor and her reliance on public transportation in Fall River, where most of the buses stopped running in the evening.
Lack of quality public transportation limits the opportunities of those who depend on it. It serves as barriers to better jobs and going to college. My story is not unique. This is a struggle a lot of bus riders face in communities from Fall River to Brockton to Holyoke and Lawrence.
The proposal is to put a 4% surtax on the portion of an individual's income that exceeds $1 million. The income threshold would be adjusted annually for inflation. The money raised, estimated at about $2 billion a year, would be earmarked for investments in education and transportation. Opponents warn the income surtax will trigger an exodus from the state of wealthy business owners, hurting the economy and resulting in lower tax collections. In 2019, the Democratic-controlled legislature took the first step toward putting the constitutional amendment on the ballot by approving it by a 146-48 vote during a joint session. A second approval is required during the current 2021-22 legislative session to put the proposal before the voters on the November 2022 ballot. The business-backed Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation recently called on lawmakers to delay voting on the initiative in order to get a better sense of how federal tax and spending changes will impact Massachusetts. State Senator Jason Lewis, one of the co-sponsors of the proposed amendment, said he expects a vote in the not-too-distant future.
Now, all the conversations that I've been having very recently with my Senate colleagues, including the Senate president, is that the support and enthusiasm for the Fair Share Amendment is as strong as ever. And, I'm very confident with the legislature, House and Senate, will move forward and take that final vote.
Public opinion polls have consistently found overwhelming support for the millionaire's tax. An earlier campaign to vote it into law got derailed when the Supreme Judicial Court knocked it off the 2018 ballot following a challenge by several business-backed organizations. Advocates are following a different process this time to get the proposal to the ballot that they say will remove any legal impediment. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.